something wrong with the world today. I don't know what it is. Something's wrong with our eyes. We're seeing things in a different way. And God knows it ain't his. It sure ain't no surprise. We're living on the edge.
You're listening to Perilous World Radio with David and Alan Masters. Here's your host.
David and Alan Masters, welcome back, Alan. Good to have you back.
I am here, although only temporarily because I have another appointment that will take me away again. But I'm trying very hard to get to Tall Timber Ranch, our ranch here in Southern Oregon, ready for the memorial service that we're going to have, the celebration of life on the 16th of May. We're going to have this big event, and folks that have been listening to my father, David and I's father, for, you know, 50 years or 20 years or 10 years or 1 year that want to come out and be a part of it are welcome. Just go to our website, fhu.com, fhu.com. You can see all about it. We're going to have some fun on Sunday, the 16th. But there's a lot of work getting it ready. And I because everybody's been sick and out and going, doing all their own personal things, it's all on my shoulders right now. So literally I have to do everything, including mow the big yards out there.
Oh, so, Lord.
Which I actually look forward to because of Pat Kelly yesterday was on the show, and I know his meditation is be still and mow.
Yes.
And our dad's is be still and know, and I'm going to do both.
I like anyway. That.
But I woke up. That's right. I woke up and I turned on the news while lying in bed today, which I have not done probably in a year. And I've been waking up really early because there's a lot of disturbing things going on in the world. And so my mind starts thinking before my body's awake. And I turn it on. And of course, you know, you see the bombings and all the things that are going on over in Israel this whole thing is just bad. And I want to tell you why I feel, and I felt compelled to come and be here with you for a little bit, because I posted yesterday when this thing started, yesterday morning, I guess, maybe even early in middle of the night for us. But, you know, for Israel, it was probably, you know, middle of the day. But I posted some pictures of the bombings. And I want you to know that I can post a picture of a car, a boat, a cat, a dog, a pumpkin, and I'll get 100 likes, I'll get 100 comments, I get 150, 200, 300. I got 6 thumbs ups. 6.
Wow.
Out of the thousands of people that are friends with me. And I listen, these are people that are friends with me, not just it's not the fan page, it's the friends of mine who I thought were like-minded people. Only 6 had the courage to give a little thumbs up on this, because I said, wow, crazy. Prayers to Israel. 6 thumbs up. In other words, 6 reactions is all I could even garner. But if I put a pile of dog poop, a picture of a pile of dog poop, I would probably get, you know, 25 laughing emojis, and all these people would react to it. But when you have something as sick going on in Israel by Hamas, terrorists, you get all people don't want to respond. They don't want to respond. They're so worn out. Our country and people in general are so worn out by all of this negative stuff going on in the world that they want to turn their head. They just want to turn their head. The saddest part about this is probably what happened in Hitler's Nazi Germany, when they were doing the concentration camps and people heard about it and they just turned their head and said, I don't want to know. I don't want to know. But you know what? You can't do that. You can't just let this horrible stuff happen and not react, not speak up. So I'm just a little bit sick in the stomach of the whole thing. I have a little agina, as my Italian friends will know what that means, a little bit of upsetness inside of me that nobody seems to really want to talk about it that much. Yes, it's on the news. It's on the news. But you know what? The average general person is more angry that Disneyland, they have to wear their masks at Disneyland, or that Disneyland wasn't open, or all these, you know, things that are pleasure-based, than something as important as what's happening in Israel. So,
well, on that note, Alan, I would have to say that many of those people, through their silence,
And there's an old saying that silence equals consent. Maybe they agree with Hamas. Listen to this. Go ahead and play the clip.
Allahu Akbar! Allahu Akbar! Allahu Akbar! Allahu Akbar! Allahu Akbar! Allahu Akbar!
סתם, סתם, תירגע, תירגע, אני פה. תירגע.
So the imagery is striking. I mean, here are these Hamas people standing there yelling out Allahu Akbar, which means God is great. And they're watching these missiles. And I mean, it's like something out of a science fiction movie. The missiles are coming out of a particular area and they're positioned perfectly to see them being launched. And then you jump to the first missile that hits the building. Boom. And then the people are running toward where the missile hit to help people. And so I must say that those people who didn't give you the thumbs up, and of course they're a bunch of cowards and God only knows who needs them, they are secretly in agreement with Hamas.
Well, and it's funny because David, our friend in California named Steve, literally does not know we're talking about this because this show is taped at 9:30 a.m. on the West Coast to 11:30. And we, at some point, we'll start taking calls, you know, more frequently. We will ask you to call in at that time, but Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 11:30 on the West Coast. So he does not know we're talking about this. Listen, he sends me this right now. It says, the most terrifying force of death comes from the hands of men who wanted to be left alone. Well, that's kind of interesting, isn't it? And there's, it goes on. I have not read it all, but I thought, wow, that's interesting that we're talking about this. It's on the hearts and minds of those who are awake. And the ones who are what they call woke are asleep. And they just would rather turn a blind eye. What does it say? All it takes for evil to prevail in this world is for good men to do nothing. And that is what that's where we're at. Too many good people are just worn out by all this crap. They don't want to watch the news anymore. And I don't blame them. I'm the same way. I got to turn it off because the news is the virus right now. The news is the virus because it's the splinter of the mind. They keep shoving more splinters in your mind until you are, it's like death by a thousand splinters. Death by a thousand cuts, as they say. Mm-hmm. And this is what's going on. So the news, even though the news for all of us has been so important for so long, it's our connection to what is happening with our country, what is happening in the future of our country, what these decisions that are being made by the political leaders of our country. But when we know that we're getting such twisted information and the news readers are all reading from the same script, just twisted a little bit this way or that way, depending on what network or who it is. But for us conservatives, it's just really, it's wearing. And I feel like we, our whole country and our whole world right now, everybody's worn out from the misinformation. We're worn out because it literally weighs on the mind. It weighs it. I don't know if that's the truth. I don't know if those guys are the good guys. I don't know if they're feeding me a tainted poison tincture of the truth. And there's truth there, yes, but their poison is mixed and blended up with it, and it's going to kill me.
You know,
and so it's
interesting because this morning I was going out for a quick walk. My gardener was outside. He goes, "Hey, send me a link to your show. I'm getting tired of everything I'm listening to." It's like exactly what you said.
Yeah,
I said, "Yeah, our show is quite different."
You know, let's talk about what I see happening, and then when we come back, we can maybe play a little bit of it. But Rand Paul, okay? Rand Paul is finally, he grew a pair of cojones, and he's finally calling out the Fauci man, the puppet man that he is.
Supervillain.
The wicked little evil man that he is. He's calling him out, and what happens is, you see something has come like to the surface on with Rand Paul. He needed the adversity that he went through. He needed to be attacked at the election and all that, and we got kind of mugged. He needed all that he went through because at a certain point, like the movie Network, you stick your head out the window, or you get on television and say, I'm madder than hell, and I'm not going to take it anymore. And that right now, we're seeing that in Rand Paul, and he's calling out Fauci. You guys got to hear it. If you didn't see it on television because you turned it off, we're going to play some of it for you. Be right back. It's Perilous World Radio, David and Alan Masters.
You're listening to Perilous World Radio with David and Alan Masters. We'll be right back.
Are you suffering with PTSD after being in the military? You should see what people are saying about Roy Masters online.
In my experience as a commander who mobilized and returned thousands of wartime veterans, I have seen soldiers make rapid improvement through the use of Be-Still and Know. Major General George R. Harris.
Google Roy Masters PTSD. You'll see what I mean.
The Be-Still and Know exercise works for me. It calms my soul, enhances my thinking, and improves my emotional regulation. I'm thankful to be a more resilient chaplain. Lieutenant Colonel Philip Pringle, Southern Baptist.
Go online and Google Roy Masters now. You'll be amazed at what you find.
I must say, on the basis of 20 years' experience, that the application of this exercise has made a significant contribution to the treatment of the great majority of those who have used it. Dr. George Hader, diplomat of the American Board of Psychiatry and Neurology.
You need to see what people have to say about Roy Masters online. On your computer, tablet, or even your smartphone. Go online and search for Roy Masters PTSD Military. You'll be glad you did.
There is no escaping the challenges of life. Everyone has to learn how to deal with stress. The bottom line is this: if you don't control stress, stress will control you. Go to FHU.com. That's www.fhu.com. And find out how you can control stress.
Every night I'd take a drive out into the wilderness area around here and sometimes wept because I couldn't figure out what was still wrong. What he did for me is he bore witness to everything that was already running through my mind, and through doing that, helped me delve into my past and see where things went wrong. And as the resentment has fallen away, as he says, without trying, my bad habits are disappearing.
Visit www.fhu.com. Learn a simple technique that will change the way you deal with stress. For more information, call 1-800-877-3227 or visit fhu.com.
You're listening to Perilous World Radio with David and Alan Masters. Here's your host.
Well, as Alan mentioned before we went to the break, Senator Rand Paul and Dr. Fauci clashed over NIH funding for Wuhan, and what they're talking about is gain-of-function research. Now,
explain what that is. I just want to hear what, because, you know, so that people understand, because they use these strange little, you know, things like that, gain of function. Sounds kind of positive to me.
Of course
it's positive. If I can gain more function, that's a positive thing, right?
Well, yes.
Right?
However, with the viruses that they're working on, it actually is designed to find a way to make those viruses more lethal. Now, Dr. Fauci, you will hear in one of these mini clips, defends the use of funding for understanding how these viruses affect people, but he's lying, and the more you hear him, the more you know that he's pathologically lying.
Right.
And so let us just begin with this first clip where Rand Paul puts Fauci's feet to the fire. FFF, feet to the fire. Go ahead.
Senator Paul.
Dr. Fauci, we don't know whether the pandemic started in a lab in Wuhan or evolved naturally, but we should want to know. 3 million people have died from this pandemic, and that should cause us to explore all possibilities. Instead, government authorities, self-interested in continuing gain-of-function research, say there's nothing to see here. Gain-of-function research, as you know, is juicing up naturally occurring animal viruses to infect humans. To arrive at the truth, the U.S. government should admit that the Wuhan Virology Institute was experimenting to enhance the coronavirus's ability to infect humans. Juicing up superviruses is not new. Scientists in the U.S. have long known how to mutate animal viruses to infect humans. For years, Dr. Ralph Barrick, a virologist in the U.S., has been collaborating with Dr. Shi Zhengli of the Wuhan Virology Institute, sharing his discoveries about how to create superviruses. This gain-of-function research has been funded by the NIH.
Oh, yeah. See, the collaboration between the United States and Wuhan labs is shocking, and it should be thought of as treason, in my opinion.
Well, it's biological warfare is what they're using it for, and or we'll call it even something different. Manipulation of human resources, you might say, because when you have people that are living in fear, you are able to control them. And what they're controlling them to do is to vote a certain way or to lean a certain way to create the desired outcome and to drive their narrative. So this biological thing they've done by releasing this on humanity has given them an incredible edge because people live in fear. You go into any store and don't wear a mask, even though a lot of them don't require a mask anymore here, where we live anyway. Yeah. They don't require it. But if you don't wear a mask, people will say things to you. People that don't know you, they will say nasty things to you. You know? And it's like, there's one meme, which is Leonardo DiCaprio. And it says, me going into a store without my mask when the clerk tells me to put a mask on. And basically he walks by with his middle finger up right in the guy's face. But this is where we're at. They're dividing us. And you know what they say about a house divided, right?
Yeah. So, yes. It falls. Here's just a headline that just popped up. COVID lab leak. Dr. Anthony Fauci under fire for funding gain-of-function research at Wuhan Institute of Virology. Now, it is known that he hasn't been involved in this. And again, this is a severe, if not treacherous and treasonous, conflict of interest. Let us go to the next clip.
The collaboration between the U.S. and the Wuhan Virology Institute continues. Doctors Barrick and Shi worked together to insert bat virus spike protein into the backbone of the deadly SARS virus and then use this man-made supervirus to infect human airway cells. Think about that for a moment. The SARS virus had a 15% mortality. We're fighting a pandemic that has about a 1% mortality. Can you imagine if a SARS virus that's been juiced up and had viral proteins added to it, to the spike protein, if that were released accidentally? Dr. Fauci, do you still support funding of the NIH funding of the lab in Wuhan?
Senator Paul, with all due respect, you are entirely and completely incorrect that the NIH has not ever and does not now fund gain-of-function research in the Wuhan Institute.
Do they fund Dr. Barrick?
So he said, and instead of saying that is not true, he says you are incorrect.
Yeah, it's he's very careful with his answers.
If it's not true, it's not true. You are incorrect. In other words, if one thing isn't exactly in place, then it's not completely correct, right? So that's how he chose to answer that.
Incorrect.
So he's probably mostly correct, but maybe he got one little fact off there, and so he was able to use the you're not correct. And I knew it as soon as I heard him say you're not correct, because he could have said, no, we are not doing this. It is
not true.
That's the straight kind of answer that he should have given.
There it is right there, because, see, if he says no, then he could be found guilty of lying to Congress.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
And that's what they did to General Flynn, by the way. They entrapped him, and he said that he lied about something, and they made his life a living hell. This will not happen, by the way, to anybody on the left. Go ahead.
Biological warfare is what they were doing with it, but it's civil war. It basically becomes a U.S. but the same goes true whether it be India or any other country in the world, England, because what happens is they are pitting brother against brother, seriously, because as you know, that happens in our family. We have difference of opinion because we have a big family and our children are even, you know, the grandchildren are too small, but we have family members that disagree on this. So you have brother against brother. You have countrymen against countrymen. You have sister against sister. This is a biological civil war is what it is. And it's made possible through the mandates of wearing masks, even though he even said it there. This is like a 1% thing, a 1% thing that get affected in a really bad way. Now, I had it.
Yeah.
And it wasn't fun to have. It wasn't fun to have. But I'll tell you what, if I get it again, I'm going to go through it again. It is what it is. And every time I go through it, I'm going to be stronger and my body will build up against it. And that's what we need, not these Lucifer ACE drugs. I don't want anything put in my body with the name Lucifer on it. Anyway, I don't care. It's just call me weird, boy. Not putting Lucifer in a, you know, injection. Not taking it. Sorry.
That's right. No, thank you.
It's like, you got to be an idiot. I have to tell you that right off the bat, if somebody says, yeah, I got, you know. Here, come here. I got a little Lucifer ace for you. I got a Lucifer my ass. I can tell you that right now. Anyway.
Oh, boy.
All right. We'll take a little break. I want to hear more from Rand Paul.
Yeah.
You're listening to Perilous World Radio.
You're listening to Perilous World Radio with David and Alan Masters. We'll be right back.
Saga of the Beast. If there is one thing you learn, it's mankind has underestimated on battlefield after battlefield. This abomination stands out.
Well, let me just say that this president has been the biggest failure.
The depths of brutality and infernal cunning exceed that of
a pandemic that is rolling.
Is a virus that grows exponentially. Gorging on violence, mayhem, and suffering.
It's rolling like a freight train.
Worst of all, it'll drown the galaxy in an ocean of green death.
It took just about 100 days to get the first 1 million. Just under 50 days to get to
this
the second.
This must be destroyed. This filth must be purged. Million. We have and no now, choice. Mankind's extinction is imminent.
The Beast of Armageddon must be given no quarter.
You're listening to Perilous World Radio with David and Alan Masters.
David, let me just read something here from Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. He made the following speech to the leaders and operatives of Hamas. He says, "We, the people of Israel, owe you a huge debt of gratitude. You have succeeded where we have failed. Because never before in the history of modern state of Israel has the Jewish people been so united, like one person with one heart. Everyone in Israel, from left to right, secular and religious, is united in the knowledge that there is no accommodating an enemy that is sworn to the genocide of our people." Now, first of all, the wording of that is brilliant.
Yeah, amen.
He says, "We, the people of Israel, owe you a huge debt of gratitude. You have succeeded where we have failed."
Yeah, and because it's brilliant. There was always infighting, you know, between the various liberal and conservative factions in Israel. They have a multi-seat government, which never really works well anyway. But yes, thank you, Netanyahu. Thank God he didn't get replaced by some Yahoo.
You know what? I'm going to post this on our Facebook page because there's more. I don't have time to read the whole thing, and I'm not a great reader anyway. But I want to post this so you guys can read the whole speech that Benjamin Netanyahu did, because it was just really, really, really good. So, but I want to tell you, like I said, this is biological in its own way, biological civil war. And so I said something knowing that one of our producers, I won't name him, because we've had multiple producers, but one of our producers had the injection or whatever you call it, the inoculation, knowing that I was going to be hurting my friend who I love by saying, you know, what I said about not taking the inoculation. And I said to him, I go, why? And he says, because I want to travel. And I said, I get it. I want to tell you, I have been around this world 150 times. I've been all over the place. I am a traveler. I used to travel every week. David will testify, for the last 25 years of my life, I'm in Iceland one day. Next week, I'm in China. Next week, I'm in the south of France. I'm on a glacier doing something over here. I'm in the Amazon jungle doing something over there. I have not traveled in a year. And if God does not want me to travel right now, then I'm going to hang out at home. I just bought a new lawn tractor yesterday so I can start to work on my property more. I have 3.5 acres. Point is, I'm planning to hang around for a while. And I get invited, because I'm in the media as a journalist, to travel all over this world. And if I don't travel and my whole entire business goes away because I don't want to take the inoculation, then so be it. That's my way of being obedient to my creator. Now, but what I said stands true, because I don't want my friend on the other side of this microphone, who I think loves me as much as I love him, I don't want him to resent me, hate me, feel angry at me because I have this opinion. But this is what happens when brother against brother are put against each other in this way, by the wearing of masks, the inoculations. Now, we know that the inoculations are falling off. People don't want to take it. The folks in the military don't want to take it. I'm sorry if I'm blowing out your eardrum. If the folks in the military don't want to take it, doesn't that tell you something? And I know a lot of folks in the military, and people that are in the military are probably saying, that's not true, I just got it. Well, if you got it, that's fine. But there's a lot of folks that are in the military that are saying no. There's a lot of people that are in the medical field that are saying no. And I'm saying no. And I whether I'm right or wrong, I don't know. I've already had COVID. And everybody said, see, if you'd have got the inoculation, you wouldn't have got it. Well, we don't know that's true. We don't know that's true. There's a lot of people that it's coming out that they not only will either, well, die. I have a friend that went blind after getting it. David was talking about seeing his gardener that had blood clots in their toes after, was it after getting it, David?
Yeah, and his daughter lost her menstrual cycle.
Well,
she's only 30 years old.
She's probably really happy about that.
I don't know.
Point is that this is really bad. And for us, like, I don't judge my friend for taking the inoculation. I don't judge him. That was his choice. And that's exactly what I hope that he does for me, my choice not to take it. I still love my friend, whether he takes the inoculation or not. We hear of guys like Sean Hannity and Tucker Carlson and folks in the news that are saying they've got it. Okay? I talked to Sean Hannity. I said, don't you have any fears of taking that after everything we've all heard, and you're a news guy? He says, you know, it is what it is. It's either going to kill me or it's not. You know, it's like, I thought, okay, well, but that, now that's called having faith. Okay. He's got enough faith to say, look, if I'm supposed to do this job, then, you know, I'm going to do it. I need to travel. See, he has to go to LA. He interviewed Caitlyn Jenner, or Bruce Jenner, as I call him. So he's flying around, and it's, you know, a lot of times, you know, I guess it makes it easier to travel. I don't know. I have not heard anybody tell me that you can't travel without the inoculation. So I don't know. This inoculation thing is a big, big topic. It's biological civil war is what they've started. Brother against brother, friend against friend, coworker against coworker, stranger against you if you're not wearing a mask. It's the same as the Jews with the star, the brown shirts, and they made the Jews wear the star. I think that's what it was. And it's like, you can't even go out in public unless you want to blend in with putting a mask on.
All right. So now, to validate what you're saying, I'm going to go directly to clip 20. And what you're about to hear is going to blow your mind. Go ahead.
Okay.
First tonight, new details from a document produced by Chinese military scientists where they discuss weaponizing SARS coronaviruses 5 years before the pandemic hit. The book was written by People's Liberation Army scientists and senior Chinese public health officials back in 2015. It describes SARS coronaviruses as heralding, and I quote, a new era of genetic weapons. It says they can be artificially manipulated into an emerging human disease virus, weaponized and unleashed in a way never seen before. One of the authors of this book is the former deputy director of China's Bureau of Epidemic Prevention, Li Feng, and the editor-in-chief of the paper, Zhu Dezhong, was the leader of the SARS Epidemic Analysis Expert Group under the Chinese Ministry of Health. He reported to the top leadership of the Chinese Military Commission and the Health Ministry during the 2003 SARS crisis. He briefed them 24 times. He also prepared three reports for the General Office of the Communist Party's Central Committee and the General Office of the State Council. He gave two big interviews on Chinese state TV and appeared in six news articles. He was responsible for 16 national and military command topics. Now, just to be clear, before I go on and bring you new information from this document, while intelligence agencies suspect, and they've been investigating this since early last year, that COVID-19 may be the result of an accidental leak from a Wuhan lab, there's no suggestion it was an intentional release. The significance of this paper is that it offers a rare insight into how senior scientists at one of the PLA's most prominent military universities, where high levels of defense research are conducted, were thinking about biological research.
Now, that is part one. You heard her say, and this was just read on Monday on Sky News Australia. This is a Rupert Murdoch-owned news organization, and this should be front page news on every newspaper, on every radio and television show. It should be top news. But see, the problem right now is that the Biden administration and Hunter Biden and even Liz Cheney, whose husband works for a Chinese Communist Party linked law firm, by the way, Liz Cheney was ousted, as you might know.
Yes.
As leader of the Republicans. This information shows that those people, including Dr. Fauci, who's been involved in this gain-of-function research for decades, have knowledge of what it is that's going on. They know exactly what's happening. And I'd like to play clip 10 if we have time. All right, when we come back, we're going to play
clip
10.
Hold on a sec.
Go ahead.
I want to hear that. But I want to tell you, I tried to post the Israeli Prime Minister, his speech. And do you know that the Facebook they wouldn't let it go through. So I had to modify it because a lot of people will just copy and paste and post and go. I modified it a little bit to make it its own new, fresh kind of post. And I changed, I corrected a little spelling thing I found in there and then it posted. So this is a really sick system that we're in right now, that we are being so carefully censored. It is unbelievable. The algorithms that they're using to do this is unbelievable, that it could even be legal. It's truly mind-boggling that it could be legal in the world today, censorship. It's just like 1984. I mean, the funniest shirt that I saw, somebody said, I can't remember what it was, but something like the guy who wrote, who was it that wrote 1984? I have COVID fog in my brain. I can't remember what. George Orwell, thank you, said, I can't believe I was so right, or something to this effect, right? And I think, oh my gosh, we literally, he's Nostradamus. He literally called out what is happening in our world today. It's unbelievable how right he was. It's scary. It's very scary. And you know, I truly believe that, again, we're heading into some really dark times just around the corner. It began yesterday with the bombings on Israel. Anyway, go to our Facebook page and read Netanyahu's whole speech, if you would. It's Advice Line Radio is what our Facebook page is, because that was the original name of the show. We'll be right back. More of David and Alan Masters after this.
You're listening to Perilous World Radio with David and Alan Masters. We'll be right back.
Cure Stress by Roy Masters, subtitled How Your Mind Will Make You Well. This book teaches you how to resolve your fear, anger, and guilt, and discover your true identity. Most of us are the sum total of our experiences. Another way of saying this is that we are bothered, burdened, and sometimes disabled by our past. Unless we learn to respond correctly in the present moment, the present merely becomes an extension of the past that we are already trying to leave behind. In the book Cure Stress, Roy Masters teaches the Cure Stress exercise, which enables the user to remain calm and patient in the face of extreme stress, confusion, and cruelty. Based on Judeo-Christian roots, the exercise will help you back to your center of dignity and understanding and show you how to remain sane, poised, and tranquil under the most severe trials and tribulations. The name of the book is Cure Stress by Roy Masters, available at FHU.com. That's FHU.com. Or call to order 1-800-877-3227 during regular business hours Monday through Friday, West Coast time. Also available at FHU.com, an article called Opposing Forces by me, David Masters. Stress and peace are quintessential opposing spiritual components of life, the yin to the yang. Living the gift of the present means learning to find your center, being objective, and having the strength to carry through no matter how painful or challenging that situation is. Being present means no outcome-based thinking, not letting anything that you want or any person or pressure determine what your principles will be or where your moral compass will point. The word stress in the human sense is almost always associated with loss and suffering. Available at FHU.com right now, along with many, many other articles. That's FHU.com, 24/7. Call 1-800-877-3227 or write to P.O. Box 1000, Grants Pass, Oregon, 97528.
You're listening to Perilous World Radio with David and Alan Masters. Here's your host.
Well, before we get to the next Rand Paul clip, because you must hear, and the question I have for you before I play this next clip is, how do you know Fauci's lying? The answer is his lips are moving. This was from March 20th, 2013. Fauci talking about gain-of-function research. Listen to this.
Also, to give a brief overview, as a considerable amount of the activity that goes on in this area from a research standpoint comes from the NIH and NIAID. As you know, we're part of the Department of Health and Human Services, as is the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, who also have a considerable amount of contributions, both from a public health surveillance as well as from a research standpoint, in the topic for today, which is gain-of-function research on highly pathogenic avian influenza H5N1. So from the standpoint of research in general, we at the NIH and the CDC have been involved in the study of influenza literally for decades and decades. Every once in a while, unpredictably, we have a pandemic. History has shown us that pandemics occur and almost certainly will continue to occur.
Yes.
That's 2013.
May 20th, 2013.
Unbelievable. It just shows the man is a liar. But you know what? That's the thing. When you put yourself out in the news like that,
yeah,
somebody will find your lie.
Oh, the lie is a lie. And he's so, talking about where the foot. All right, now so here we go to Rand Paul. I got it, man. Did the NIH fund gain-of-function research? He's asking Fauci. Go ahead.
We do not fund.
Do you fund gain, Dr. Barrett's gain of function research?
Dr. Barrett does not doing gain of function research. And if it is, it's according to the guidelines and it is being conducted in North Carolina.
You don't think inserting a bat virus spike protein that he got from the Wuhan Institute into the SARS virus is gain of function?
That is not.
You would be in the minority because at least 200 scientists have signed a statement from the Cambridge Working Group saying that it is gain of function.
Well, it is not. And if you look at the grant and you look at the progress reports, it is not gain of function, despite the fact that people tweet that.
So do you still support sending money to the Wuhan Virology Institute?
We do not send money now to the Wuhan Virology Institute.
Do you support sending money? We did, under your tutelage. We were sending it through EcoHealth. It was a sub-agency and a sub-grant. do you support that the money from NIH that was going to the Wuhan Institute?
Let me explain to you why that was done.
Oh, well, we do not. Well, wait a minute. Let me explain it to you.
What
a psychopathic liar. He's not pathological. He's psychopathic.
But then he says, if it is.
Yeah, exactly.
He's literally a double talker. And he's actually kind of a triple talker because they know how to work around all these little workarounds with these
careful statements about things. Plausible deniability. Well, we did. Maybe we did. Maybe we didn't.
Yeah, but it's even more so. It's like a house of cards that's going to fall. And I think it's going to take somebody like Rand Paul to attack because he's a doctor. He understands the double talk. He understands the twist and turn. He's a businessman, too, and his father was a businessman. And so this guy's no dummy. He needed a little bit of comeuppance. You know, he had to get his butt whooped a little bit before he could finally say, all right, you know, I'm madder than hell, and we're not taking this anymore. But I'm trying to think what they call it when you have – a number of different corporations. You know what I'm saying?
Shell corporations.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So they use these other corporations to hide things and to move things around. Mm-hmm. So they could say, no, if it is and we do not, the way to answer the question a certain way, do not, with the answer being to that corporation. And if it is, it would be in North Carolina. And it's like, wait a minute.
It's called obfuscation. In other words, it is a shell game because they keep moving whatever's under the shell and they keep trying to find a way to diffuse your attention long enough to get you on another topic.
Listen, I did a court thing one time and the attorney that was just an evil woman, but she was so good at her job. She was a surgeon. It was surgical words. Does that make sense?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Surgical with a knife cutting. And she would say, isn't it true?
Yeah.
Because she's looking for a yes or no answer.
Right.
So I got to the point where she hit me with one of these, isn't it true? And I said, I cannot answer that question with a yes or a no. It would take farther explanation. And so I will just simply not answer that question. And so then she hit the judge and says, Judge, what should we do? He says, you have to answer the question. I said, okay. And then I decided I will defy the judge. It's not a good idea to defy the judge because they want yes or no. But see, the fact is that if you get caught in the trap, like to me, I would hate to be in that trap that they're in because it's a trap set for fools. And I recognize that I'm going to risk getting in trouble here. But you know what? Nothing ventured, nothing gained. So I said, the way you've asked the question, if I answer it this way, it's going to make me look this way. If I answer it this way, it's going to make me look that way. So I'm going to tell you whether you like it or not. No, no, Mr. Masters, please just give us a yes or no. I'm going to tell you whether you like it or not. The way you've asked it makes me look guilty. And the answer is yes, but I am not guilty. And I'm going to tell you. And it was like, oh my gosh, you cannot win for losing with these things. It's so bad. So the answer is fools rush in where wise men fear to tread because that game, the legal system and the game that Fauci's very good at is a wicked game. It's a wicked game you don't want to find yourself involved with. Hence the reason, America, why we turn our heads because we know it's an ugly, horrible thing to watch and witness. But I guess what? We really do have to stand up to this ugly, ugly thing and risk. We have to take risks, just like I did. Yeah, the judge kind of laughed it off. I won, by the way. I won that court case. But it was a good experience for me to have. So David will be right back. I have to jump off because I have an appointment. Thank you guys for listening to the show. David, tally-ho, continue on.
Great having you today, Alan. It's good to have you back.
I'll be back tomorrow again. We'll see you then.
You're listening to Perilous World Radio with David and Alan Masters. We'll be right back.
There's something wrong with the world today. I don't know what it is. Something's wrong with our eyes. We're seeing things in a different way. And God knows it ain't his. It sure ain't no surprise. Yeah! We're living on the edge.
You're listening to Perilous World Radio with David and Alan Masters. Here's your host.
So when we get into the next clip of Rand Paul questioning Dr. Fauci, you're going to see how much of a liar the little doctor is. He is a very skilled pathological liar, very skilled. And before I get to the next Rand Paul, I want to play a clip from April 16th, 2020. Why? Well, because back a year ago plus, we were talking about what was going on at the Wuhan lab. Listen to this.
There's no evidence that the coronavirus plaguing the world was engineered. Most scientists agree that it came from nature, but that's not the same thing as saying it didn't come from the lab. It simply means that this lab may have had an accident, and that accident caused the spread of the pandemic. The Wuhan Institute of Virology was the world's premier lab researching bat coronaviruses and their possible transmission to humans. For many years, the head of that lab, Dr. Shuzhong Li, had published papers establishing that bat coronaviruses had the potential to be transmitted to humans. And she was using several bat coronaviruses in experiments with other animals. Nearby at the Wuhan Center for Disease Control and Prevention Lab, they were also studying bat coronaviruses. Over the last 2 months, these previously forgotten diplomatic cables were widely circulated inside the Trump administration as officials debated whether or not the novel coronavirus that's plaguing the world could have originated from one of these two labs in Wuhan that were studying bat coronaviruses for many years.
Chinese authorities have traced a new deadly virus back to this seafood market in the city of Wuhan.
The cables seemed newly relevant in light of the fact that there was a lack of information coming out of these labs and that the Chinese government's original story that the virus emanated from the Wuhan seafood market seemed to be falling apart.
Yes, it fell apart because there was no truth to it. And we're talking now April 16th, 2020, when this was being disseminated, this information about the warnings, diplomatic cables warning of Wuhan lab safety issues. Now, we're going to go back now to Rand Paul, who was questioning Dr. Fauci about gain-of-function research at the Wuhan lab. Listen to this.
The SARS-CoV-1 originated in bats in China. It would have been irresponsible of us if we did not investigate the bat viruses and the serology to see who might have been infected.
Or perhaps it would be irresponsible to send it to the Chinese government that we may not be able to trust with this knowledge and with this incredibly dangerous viruses. Government scientists like yourself who favor gain-of-function research.
I don't favor gain-of-function research in China. You are saying things that are not correct.
Government defenders of gain-of-function, such as yourself, say that COVID-19 mutations were random and not designed by man. But interestingly, the technique that Dr. Barrick developed forces mutations by serial passage through cell culture that the mutations appear to be natural. In fact, Dr. Barrick named the technique the no-see-um technique because the mutations appear naturally.
No-see-um technique. You just don't see them. No-see-um. Get it? There's nothing hidden there. I do want to go ahead and play clip 21 now because this is the second part of this Sky News report on Chinese document discussing weaponizing coronaviruses. Listen to this.
This Chinese language paper is called The Unnatural Origin of SARS, a New Species of Man-Made Viruses as Genetic Weapons. That's its title. And it says, following developments in other scientific fields, there have been major advances in the delivery of biological agents. For example, the newfound ability to freeze-dry microorganisms has made it possible to store biological agents and aerosolize them during attacks. In this document, unbelievably, there's a whole section on the best conditions under which to release a biological attack. It says this, bioweapon attacks are best conducted during dawn, dusk, night, or cloudy weather because intense sunlight can damage the pathogens. It says biological agents should be released during dry weather. Rain or snow can cause the aerosol particles to precipitate. And it says a stable wind direction is desirable, so it can float into the target area. The book notes as well how a sudden surge of patients requiring hospitalization during a bioweapon attack, and this is a quote, could cause the enemy's medical system to collapse. It then goes on to talk about the potential need for isolation and quarantine. Here's more from it. Large-scale biological weapon attacks can cause many indirect consequences in addition to human casualties. Major impacts include enormous burden on healthcare system. Well, we've seen that. Biological weapon attacks have a much prolonged effect than conventional attacks like explosion. It may also carry highly contagious diseases that can be transmitted through various means. The document also talks about the psychological terror that bioweapons can cause. It's chilling. It says biological weapons will not only cause widespread morbidity and mass casualties, but also include formidable psychological pressure that could affect combat effectiveness. Just like other disasters, people will live under fear of attack for a considerable period of time, causing brief or lasting psychological impairment among some. In other words, it goes on, attacks using biological weapons can cause acute and chronic psychological and mental illnesses, such as acute stress reactions.
Any of that going on in America today? You tell me. Is anything you just heard going on in America today? Oh, you mean all of it is going on. And here's little Dr. Fauci, Dr. Fauci, lying through his very expensive dentures. Listen to this.
Nicholas Baker of the New York Magazine said nobody would know if the virus had been fabricated in a laboratory or grown in nature. Government authorities in the U.S., including yourself, unequivocally deny that COVID-19 could have escaped a lab. But even Dr. Xi in Wuhan wasn't so sure. According to Nicholas Baker, Dr. Xi wondered, could this new virus have come from her own laboratory? She checked her records frantically and found no matches. That really took a load off my mind, she said. I had not slept for days. The director of the gain-of-function research in Wuhan couldn't sleep because she was terrified that it might be in her lab. Dr. Barrick, an advocate of gain-of-function research, admits the main problem that the Institute of Virology has is the outbreak occurred in close proximity. What are the odds? Barrick responded, could you rule out a laboratory escape? The answer in this case is probably not. Will you, in front of this group, categorically say that the COVID-19 could not have occurred through serial passage in a laboratory?
He's asking him. He's asking Dr. Fauci, will you make a statement about whether or not this could have occurred as a result of a leak from a laboratory? I have one more clip, but before we get there, I want to play clip 14.
It's suspicious. It's alarming, it's frightening, it's perhaps life-threatening.
Amir Adaran is both a legal and medical expert who says Ottawa needs to explain what happened.
There's no reason for Ottawa to be secretive about this. We already know that they've sent Ebola virus to China and that they're working with the Chinese military scientists. This is known. What else are they hiding?
CBC News has learned that months before being escorted out of Canada's highest security microbiology lab, federal scientist Jian Guoqiu sent 30 vials of 15 different strains of Ebola and henepavirus to Wuhan, China. Coronavirus was not a part of that shipment. Access to information documents show the head of the lab in Winnipeg and his bosses in Ottawa had questions, asking in emails where the package was going, what was inside, and if it had the proper paperwork. The Public Health Agency of Canada says this shipment is not connected to the ongoing RCMP and internal investigation.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Canada, United States, probably European countries, sending these deadly viruses to China, to the Wuhan lab. What the hell is going on? Oh, I see. So if something happens, let's say with one of these deadly pathogens, the Chinese are, in our view, expendable. They're quite expendable. We don't really have to worry about the side repercussions if the lab gets infected and most of the people there die. But wait, what happens if it gets out of the lab, which is exactly what it did, and then onto a plane from the East Coast to the West Coast to every other coast? And look what we have going on. And Dr. Fauci, little Dr. Fauci, knew all about it. He sure did. I'm quite sure of it. Of course, that's just my opinion. And the opinion of others. David Masters, email me, david@fhu.com. Visit FHU and read about the hypnotic states of Americans. Be right back.
You're listening to Perilous World Radio with David and Alan Masters. We'll be right back.
At FHU.com, you can read a collection of articles by Roy Masters, myself, David Masters, and others with a focus on faith, meditation, healing, fears, and stress, and helping you take charge of your own life. Currently on FHU.com, Mass Hypnosis and Mind Control by me, David Masters. It starts this way. In our modern world, manipulators make use of what is known as priming. The mainstream media, sophisticated communicators, and various forms of communication can influence your attitude as well as your overt behavior without you ever knowing it. Researchers and social scientists understand that once a person's attitude is accessible to suggestion, otherwise known as hypnosis, at that moment, your attitude can be used as a guide to some form of action. Anyone that wants to guide your actions and attitudes intentionally or unconsciously uses subtle influences to form and direct your behavior. To understand priming mechanisms, let's examine some of the research findings. That's available on FHU.com right now. Also by me, David Masters, Delicious Delusion. I recently had the opportunity to spend time with a family member on my wife's side of the family. I will call that person Member X, that makes a living from working in the food industry. Member X is very skilled at preparing food and has been for decades. Member X is obese and has heart issues that can be deadly. Member X knows that the very food that is so much the focus of life and livelihood is also what will be the cause of death. It seems like a paradox. And this brings me to the point of my observation. Food is hypnotic above all other temptations, more than sex, money, and power, because food is a unique power to delude or cloud consciousness and hide anger, judgment, if not all the unhealthy, inhuman qualities, and most dangerously, suppress self-awareness. That's available on FHU.com right now.
You're listening to Perilous World Radio with David and Alan Masters. Here's your host.
Well, we have pathological liars controlling our world now. And, you know, you have to understand, a lie is a thing conceived in a great darkness. Because in the light, there is, you know, the truth that illuminates. And the truth, as the greatest man that ever lived said, know the truth and it shall make you free. But if you don't know the truth, then where are you? You're in a prison for your mind. And this is what these pathological liars understand. So I want to go ahead and play a clip for you now about, oh, you who use Facebook. Yes. Did you know that Facebook funds Communist Party-linked Marxist journalism training? Marxist journalism training? Play it.
And read to you by Listen Cat. Facebook's journalism project has funneled millions of dollars into partnerships with the International Center for Journalists, the leading sponsor of a Beijing-based, self-declared Marxist journalism school training individuals to work for the Chinese Communist Party's state-run media outlets. The Facebook Journalism Project, which has also pumped hundreds of millions of dollars into news outlets and fact-checking operations, is partnered with the International Center for Journalists, ICFJ, on a variety of initiatives. The two entities have funded outlets based in Africa, Latin America, and the Middle East to increase and shape the coverage of COVID-19, alongside training journalists on how to fact-check, which Facebook describes as effectively and safely combating rampant misinformation on social media. Overwhelmingly, the platform's fact checks are used to silence stories critical of Democrats and the Chinese Communist Party.
You hear that, folks? You stupid people that use Facebook. I don't use it. And I personally don't think we should use it at all. I think we should just dump it. Who wants to give the Chinese Communist Party your information and let them sort of know everything about you? Well, if you want to, I mean, I don't. I don't even like to go there, to be honest with you, because they have a way of tracking you from there. So I want to go now to clip 19. This is a couple of people, including Henry Kissinger, talking about the next phase of the Great Reset. Go ahead.
I have met practically every leader in the last 40 years, and there were only three or four leaders who really made a lasting impression on me and to a certain extent changed my thinking. And one of those was Mandela. Another one was my teacher at Harvard 50 years ago, Professor Henry Kissinger.
Let's put it all together. Let's take this from the arch globalist himself, Mr. New World Order Henry Kissinger, who wrote, as I'm sure you've seen by now, an op-ed recently, "The coronavirus pandemic will forever alter the world order. Nations cohere and flourish on the belief that their institutions can foresee calamity, arrest its impact, and restore stability. When the COVID-19 pandemic is over, many countries' institutions will be perceived as having failed. Whether this judgment is objectively fair is irrelevant. The reality is the world will never be the same after the coronavirus. To argue now about the past only makes it harder to do what has to be done."
So people assume we are just going back to the good old world, which we had, and everything will be normal again in how we are used to normal, in the old fashion. So this is, let's say, fiction. It will not happen. Cut which we have now is much too strong in order not to leave traces.
There's a need for a new world order, but it has different characteristics in different parts of the world that we have to bring about together with other countries, a different consciousness of what a world order is. That yes, we are living in a period of tremendous turmoil now, but I think that at the end of this administration, with all its turmoil, and at the beginning of the next, we might actually witness the creation of a new order, because people looking in the abyss.
Now is the historical moment, the time, not only to fight severe virus, but to shape the system for the need for the post-corona era. We need a great reset.
Oh, we need a great reset. Well, the German accent really helps those two, doesn't it? The Nazis. They are still alive and operating in new world order figures such as Henry Kissinger and the other one, whoever he is, giving the important speech about how we will never go back to a normal world again. And we will have this opportunity, as you may imagine, with President Joe Biden to reset the world, and look what he's done. Look what he's done. He's reset. Can we play clip 6? This is part of the Great Reset. Go ahead.
Allahu Akbar! Allahu Akbar! Allahu Akbar! Allahu Akbar! Allahu Akbar! Allahu Akbar!
See, the only difference between Hamas and Antifa is that Hamas has missiles. And they have the will to use them, along with, you know, the knives that they slit throats with, and the machine guns that they use to kill innocent people, and the bombs that they explode on buses and wherever they can get them. Antifa is just kind of hanging in the wings, getting sort of warmed up for who knows what, as President Biden sits by and watches as Rome burns. Nero Biden, fiddling while Rome burns. And then in other news, Liz Cheney, the head of the Republican, whatever you want to call it, has been ousted. When we come back, I'm going to play you some audio, and you'll find that Liz Cheney's husband is also involved in the Chinese Communist Party. You didn't know that, did you? You see, and Mitch McConnell, well, the head of the Republican whatever, he's married to a Chinese lady. Now, that doesn't mean that she is a communist. But I want you to just bear these things in mind as we look at why America is on the brink of collapse. Bear these things in mind that Liz Cheney's husband works for a CCP-linked law firm, and money has influence. I don't care how much you call yourself anything. You could say, you could wrap yourself in the flag and light yourself on fire for the cause. Doesn't mean that you're a good person. I'm David Masters. Email me, david@fhu.com. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Perilous World Radio with David and Alan Masters. We'll be right back.
Of HR 1 and recognizes the contributions that young people continue to make to our democracy. By lowering the federal voting age from 18 to 16 years of age, my amendment would enfranchise young Americans to help shape and inform the policies that will set the course for our future. They are at the forefront of social movements. Mr. Speaker, 16 and 17-year-old constituents of mine are supporting their families.
You're listening to Perilous World Radio with David and Alan Masters.
The question is, how many people have been compromised? How many are corrupt that are standing in front of us pretending to be our heroes, pretending to be our champions? Liz Cheney pretended to be our champion. Listen to this.
Revealed, Liz Cheney's husband works for Chinese Communist Party-linked law firm. And read to you by ListenCat. Representative Liz Cheney's husband's law firm represents several Chinese Communist Party-linked clients, including firms tied to the regime's military, and employs former party officials to undergird its massive China practice, the National Pulse can reveal. Philip Perry, the husband of the House Republican Conference chair who looks set to be ousted over her outlandish criticisms of her own party and its leader Donald Trump, serves as a partner at Latham & Amp, Watkins. The firm, which has offices in Shanghai and Beijing, has worked with companies labeled tools of the Chinese Communist Party by the U.S. State Department and People's Liberation Army collaborators.
Yeah, you ever wonder why people turn their backs on America? It's a little thing called money. Now, here's clip 27. Liz Cheney removed. Listen to her. Blah, blah, blah. Go ahead.
We have had the conference meeting. I am absolutely committed, as I said last night, and as I said just now to my colleagues, that we must go forward based on truth. We cannot both embrace the big lie and embrace the Constitution. And going forward, the nation needs it. The nation needs a strong Republican Party. The nation needs a party that that is based upon fundamental principles of conservatism. And I am committed and dedicated to ensuring that that's how this party goes forward. And I plan to lead the fight to do that.
Liar. Psychopath. Lying through her very nice teeth. And then we have one more of Rand Paul going after Dr. Fauci. Go ahead.
I do not have any accounting of what the Chinese may have done, and I'm fully in favor of any further investigation of what went on in China. However, I will repeat again, the NIH and NIAID categorically has not funded gain-of-function research to be conducted in the Wuhan Institute of Virology.
You do support it in the U.S. We have 11 labs doing it, and you have allowed it here. We have a committee to do it, but the committee has granted every exemption. You're fooling with Mother Nature here. You're allowing super viruses to be created with a 15% mortality. It's very dangerous. I think it was a huge mistake to share this with China, and it's a huge mistake to allow this to continue in the United States. And we should be very careful to investigate where this virus came from.
I fully agree that you should investigate where the virus came from. But again, we have not funded gain-of-function research on this virus in the Wuhan Institute of Virology.
There was research done with Dr. Shi and Dr. Barrett. They have collaborated on gain-of-function research where they enhanced the SARS virus to infect human airway cells, and they did it by merging a new spike protein on it. That is gain-of-function. That was joint research between the Wuhan Institute and Dr. Barrick. You can't deny it.
And on March 20th, 2013, Dr. Fauci stood in front of an audience talking about gain-of-function research and where the funding did actually come from, clip 18.
Also, to give a brief overview, as a considerable amount of the activity that goes on in this area from a research standpoint comes from the NIH and NIAID. As you know, we're part of the Department of Health and Human Services, as is the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, who also have a considerable amount of contributions, both from a public health surveillance as well as from a research standpoint, in the topic for today, which is gain-of-function research on highly pathogenic avian influenza H5N1. So from the standpoint of research in general, we at the NIH and the CDC have been involved in the study of influenza literally for decades and decades. Every once in a while, unpredictably, we have a pandemic. History has shown us that pandemics occur and almost certainly will continue to occur.
Unpredictably, eh, Dr. Fauci? Well, what we have in Dr. Fauci and all of them, the matrix of perverse, the matrix of the perverse, are pathological liars. And so I thought, okay, let us examine how to deal with pathological liars. Clip 24.
When I'm seeing clients who are dealing with pathological liars, the first thing that I encourage them to do is to step back. If you're too far in to a situation with a pathological liar, you're going to get sucked in emotionally and psychologically. You're also going to get manipulated because you don't have the stamina or the strength or the quickness to deal with a manipulative individual who has studied you and has figured out how you operate. So pathological liars tend to have other personality disorders. An example of that would be narcissism, or they're a sociopath, or they're a dependent personality, or they're borderline personality. These individuals have other behaviors and traits and characteristics that you may not be aware of. And so they've learned how to maneuver people for their benefit. So it's often best to step back, because if you're too far in, you're going to have a hard time figuring out what they're doing. So step back, take a break.
Step back, take a break. Step back, be objective. Look at what you're actually dealing with here. Dr. Fauci. Joe Biden. Kamala Harris. Look at the people that he surrounds himself with. My God. Yeah, they're all a bunch of sociopaths, narcissists, Machiavellians, pathological liars. Now, the question is, can you step back? If you're a Democrat and you voted for this garbage, it was like, hey, I'm going to go out to dinner tonight. Where would you like to go? Oh, you want to go to that trash can over there? Really? Okay. And you start pulling trash out of the can, and you find out that that's what the Democrats are. These are trash people. And what they do is they provide you with refuse, stuff that's not usable. Look at what's happened to our country. The garbage people. The perverse matrix. Clip 25.
Stop texting, stop emailing, and stop answering their calls so that you can reassess the situation, figure out where you belong, and then take your next move, okay? The next thing is to distance yourself. Now, this is different from stepping back. I don't mean just like distance yourself, like ghost the person or go MIA. But what I do mean is distance yourself indefinitely, right? So put that barrier between the two of you or however many people it is.
Come on, man.
Because what you're going to need to do is slowly back away. When somebody's a pathological liar, they obviously cannot be trusted.
Come on, man.
So you want to make sure that you identify the pathological liar in your life and then figure out how best to distance yourself. And distancing doesn't mean I'm going to distance myself for a few months and then go back to that person. Distancing means I'm going to distance myself little by little and slowly until I'm completely out of this person's life and I become just a figment of their imagination, all right?
Come on, man.
Distancing, from my book and my definition, is slowly stepping back so that you can be completely out of their periphery. You want to be nowhere near them.
Come on, man. What are we talking about? Come on, man.
Yeah, come on, man. Yeah, what she's talking about is distancing yourself from everyone who you can perceive and understand and recognize to be lying to you. How can anybody vote for a Democrat? I just don't understand it. It defies reason. It defies logic. It defies sanity. And everybody was warned. We warned you. Like, you know, people that know you and people that could see you falling into a trap with somebody that's not good for you. They try to warn you, hey, that, you know, you better step back. You better watch. You better look at this person. Take a second look. Be careful. And those of us on the right, we really did try to warn those of you on the left to be very careful. And did you listen? I don't know. I mean, this is what makes me, and here's the part of it, that this is the rub. This is the part of it that makes me wonder, how could Joe Biden have been elected? He has no enthusiasm from an audience. He has no enthusiasm from real voters, which makes me wonder if the election was stolen. That is, it's his fault that I'm thinking this way. The other day, Brian Stelter said that it was Foxitis. It was Fox that made me do it. No! No! I have a brain. I have common sense. I have eyeballs. I have ears. I can see. I can think for myself. And when I see what was happening, the enthusiasm for Trump as opposed to the enthusiasm for Joe Biden is it defies reason. It defies everything I can bring my brain to comprehend. Now, one more. This is Tamara Hill dealing with pathological liars. Go.
The next thing is you need proof. You want to make sure that you get proof of your communication with a pathological liar. They do what they do best, which is lie, manipulate you and other people, or try to do what I call triangulate. And triangulation is a term that's mainly utilized in the field of trauma-informed care. But the whole idea behind triangulation is that there's a victim, a persecutor, and a rescuer. And the victim, who is the person that feels scorned, is going to try to create a triangle between you, somebody who's a rescuer at heart or a helper, and you are going to become the persecutor, the one who's pointing the fingers and creating the problem. So they're going to create that triangle between all of you.
Oh, wait, was she talking about Stacey Abrams by any chance? I think she was. A triangulator, a person who accuses people because they feel like a victim. Oh, we're going to hear more about that when we come back from this break. It is Perilous World Radio. David@FHU.com.
You're listening to Perilous World Radio with David and Alan Masters. We'll be right back.
Hey,
at FHU.com. You can change how you react to stress and improve your life with a 7-minute meditation. If you could learn the secret of how to control your responses, how to find that God-given switch in your mind, which would allow you to energize and motivate yourself, you would never again feel conflict, guilt, fear, or depression. If you're willing to be shown how you can become the person you were created to be, allow the foundation of human understanding to introduce you to a simple exercise that will prove to you, through your own experience, that control over yourself without unbearable suppression is not only possible, but vital to your health, to your future happiness, and to your very existence.
What do you see? Surely there's little twinkles of light, different shapes moving across the screen of your mind, is that so? Something magical happens when you observe those little pixels crossing the screen of your mind. It has all different colors, little sparkles. This is programming from within. Just be aware of them, and you will find that you are in a refuge, meaning you can hear my voice, but you've left your thoughts behind. That's very important. This is what's happening.
Here's what people are saying about the 7-minute meditation. Physicians are taught to treat symptoms. These exercises have the capacity to resolve the root of the symptom. Dr. Rick Titus, MD, CCFP. Time and time again, I have observed time and time again the efficacy of the teachings and practices in people of varying emotional maladies. Dr. Ron Carlson, clinical psychologist. Go to FHU.com and listen to the 7-minute meditation. It will change your entire life and the way you look at the world you live in. Go to FHU.com and listen to the 7-minute meditation. That's FHU.com.
You're listening to Perilous World Radio with David and Alan Masters. Here's your host.
Well, we were talking about pathological liars, and I think that Tamara Hill, who you can find on YouTube, she's quite distinguished in her field, dealing with the pathological liar. I think she was referencing Stacey Abrams, who, as we know, is a ball of trouble. And did you know that Stacey Abrams has a nom de plume? Did you know that? Oh, yeah. Selena Montgomery, the steamy romance novelist. Listen to this. This is Deception by Selena Montgomery.
The lock snapped against its plate, leaving the duo alone in the bedroom. Finn felt a trill of fear, but she quashed the beginning of panic. She'd held up her end of the bargain, unless Mrs. F. considered gambling into the wee hours of the morning at a makeshift casino. Big trouble. Given the glower aimed her way, she had the sinking suspicion the older woman did. But to Finn's mind, as long as she hadn't come home in the rear of a cop car, she was in the clear. After all, what Mrs. F. didn't know didn't count.
Oh, isn't that sweet? 17-year-old gambling. Yeah, isn't that sweet? It's so beautiful. That was Deception by Selena Montgomery, a.k.a. Stacey Abrams. Now, Stacey Abrams going after Trump? Whoa, I haven't heard her do this before. Let's listen to clip one.
Needing to back Trump's big lie that the election was stolen. It's the same reason Congresswoman Liz Cheney is going to be ousted as GOP conference chair tomorrow. Senator Lindsey Graham says the Republican Party can't grow without Trump. Is he right? Is he right? Why are they clinging to the cult of Trump, may I ask?
I think the tension to Donald Trump is a symptom. It is not, however, the disease. The symptom is that he found a shortcut to leadership. He found a shortcut to actually doing the work. And he decided that the only way to win was not by adapting to the populace that he was to serve. It was by gaming the system to remove voters he found inconvenient. That's what the insurrection on January 6th was about. And the fact that we are watching the Republican Party, one of the two standard bearers for our democracy, rest their hopes on success by removing their own people from leadership rather than listening and adapting and internalizing what should be a natural belief in the United States, that every vote counts and that no voter should be impeded from being able to cast an eligible ballot.
So sexy, Stacey Abrams. You know, that's what she did before she became a so-called political activist, I think it is. Oh, man. She used a lot of big words, too, by the way. But she said that Trump is a symptom of Republicans' disease. Oh, yes, we are the ones. But she writes about 17-year-old girls gambling and being eyed by the men at the gambling parlor and so on and so forth. Very sexy. One more. Here's another little clip from her book, Secrets and Lies, by Salima Montgomery. Go ahead.
A slight noise caught his ear, the sound creeping across polished hardwoods. Sebastian pressed deeper into the darkness, his ears tuned. A nearly unheard thud followed the slight bending of wood floors, then silence. He blew out a thin breath. He definitely wasn't alone in the house, but there was only one way to discover who had beaten him there, he decided, peeling away from the wall. Go and find him. As he slipped into the hallway, Sebastian reached into his leather bag and closed his fingers around the hilt of the knife he carried. The ceremonial dagger had been a present to himself years ago, and he'd so far been able to keep its blade clean.
Oh, isn't it beautiful? The potential for murder. A thief, perhaps, in a house, skulking around. Somebody else was in there. See, this is Stacey Abrams. Who would really give her any credibility? She is a blue meanie. You know, remember the yellow submarine? The blue meanies! Yeah, that's what she is. She's a consumer of light. She's a light eater. She sucks the light out of a room. She goes in, it becomes dark. That's Stacey Abrams. There's just a little preview for you of her brilliant writing skills. And, you know, on top of all this, we have people like Sarah Silverman. I don't even think she's on TV anymore. She's so stupid. But in this little clip, Sky News says it's hard to overstate the diabolical dumbness of Sarah Silverman. Go ahead.
That's what happens to women who stand up for their rights against the trans movement. They're told to be quiet or attacked and labelled bigots and TERFs. And that was pretty much the message this week from Hollywood actor and comic Sarah Silverman, who scolded female athletes and even Caitlyn Jenner for saying women's sport should be for women.
I saw Caitlyn Jenner saying trans girls should not play girls' sports. Caitlyn, you're a woman, right? A trans girl is a girl. She should have the same rights as cis girls. If you think a trans girl, what, you think a trans girl is too strong? What about tall girls as opposed to short girls? What about boys in high school who are teeny tiny and their teammates have already hit puberty and are shaving? Why don't you just have co-ed sports divided by weight or height? This is so dumb. They are legislating this without one single example of how this plays out.
Not one example. It's almost impossible to overstate just how diabolically dumb that diatribe of Silverman was. Imagine being that hopelessly ignorant on the issue and yet feeling like you're entitled to lecture female athletes about what's fair. Here's a newsflash for Sarah. We have men's and women's categories in sport for a reason.
Yeah, these people, they're so stupid, and yet they're not stupid. They're just dull. They're just useless people without brains. There it is. Perilous World Radio, David Masters. Join us tomorrow for more.
You're listening to Perilous World Radio with David and Alan Masters.